Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 54th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Judah had not given Tamar to be his wife, and Tamar did not want to face life without a husband or children, so she took matters into her own hands. She saw what was taking place. So she decided to do something about it. Look at verse number 15. When Judah saw her, remember we talked about that Saul earlier in the chapter? Interesting. When he saw her, he was looking. His wife had died. He was being comforted. He'd probably been drinking a little bit, and he saw her. He thought her to be a harlot because she had covered her face. We're going to read you some scriptures in just a minute about that. Well, when Judah saw her, he was looking for something, and he got it, and boy, did he get it. He was looking for something. In Proverbs chapter number 5, I took time to find these passages of scripture. I want to read these things to you. Proverbs has so much to say about what's taking place here, about men seeing these women and going into them. Proverbs chapter 5, verse number 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear unto my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable. Thou cannot know them. Hear me, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Remember, we read she's sitting at the door, and she's open out there in the open, and the Bible says, "Don't go near, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of strangers, and thou mourn at last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed." And I read these passages of scripture, and how many people we know that this has happened to them, and at the end they said, "What have I done? I've destroyed not only my home, my wife, my family, myself. My reputation is gone." Because he went, he saw, and he went, and he looked. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 24. Keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whore woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Literally, he loses everything. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Verse number 32. But whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Preacher, why are you reading this? Because what a problem was back then, it's a problem today. I'm talking about God's people. Somebody asked me just here last week again. I forget who it was. Oh, it was Herman. If I'd heard about Ravi Zacharias, he's listening to Moody Radio last week. And I mentioned that about Ravi Zacharias. And I ain't going to criticize anybody except by saying that I watched John MacArthur. He was on stage here last week with some other preachers. And they were determining whether Ravi Zacharias was a saved man or not. Isn't that interesting? And I listened to this, and I wanted to shake. If I was there, I would shake John MacArthur. And John MacArthur knows more than I'd ever forgot more I'd ever know. But how somebody could say that Ravi Zacharias was not a saved man is beyond me. If not by the grace of God, there goes me or you. Okay. They sit on stage and says he couldn't have been saved. Of course, that's that Calvinist in them, you know, and that I understand all because these are Calvinists on the stage. And because he did this, he couldn't have been saved. Well, the Bible is telling you, stay away from that mess. Saved people fall into these traps. Men of God fall in these traps. We're going to find out next week about Joseph. That fell, he fell, but he ran the other way. Look at the difference between the two brothers. Chapter 7. And I'm not going to read this whole chapter. Chapter 7, it's the whole chapter in Proverbs about men. Don't you go into these women over here. Let me just read a couple of verses. But all of chapter 7 speaks of this. Begin in verse number 5. Keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flatters thy with her words. Come up and see me sometime, big boy. For at the window of the house I looked through the casement, and I beheld the simple ones I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding. They didn't know what they were doing. And it goes on, the woman caught him and kissed him and said, I have peace offerings with me. Come inside, and I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry and carved wood with fine linen. I perfumed my bed. My husband is gone, and he ain't coming back. And the end of that chapter says this, let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. One other passage, chapter number 9, verses 13 through 18. Preachers spend a lot of time on this. Well, it's destroyed a lot of people. I could tell you stories after stories. People in this church over the years, I've counseled. I remember one I sat at Olive Garden. I'll never forget, across from this guy, and I wept. I said, man, don't you do this. A member of this church, he's no longer a member of this church, but he was in love. And his wife just wasn't. It's always two sides. I can't go into that, but I just heard it, and his wife didn't. But he found somebody who loved him and changed his life and said, don't you do this. It destroyed him, man. Destroyed him. Proverbs chapter 9, 13 through 18. A foolish woman is clamor. She's simple and knoweth nothing. She sitteth at the door of her house and on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways, who is simple. Let him turn in hither. And to him that wanteth understanding saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell, and literally in the grave. It destroys you. It will destroy others. And I spend a lot of time on that, but that's what happened. It destroyed people. When Judah went there, and we're going to see what happened real quick. He saw her. I said all that in verse number 15. Quickly, verses 16 through 18, Tamar sets a trap for Judah. And he has sex with her. And you know, story time won't allow. I just got a few minutes. Let me read this quickly. This is interesting. And he turned unto her by the way and said, Go, I pray thee. Let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. She said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come unto me? Let's negotiate a price. Ain't getting nothing for free here, Judah. You know the story of the prostitute.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Perrys live in concert. That's at 6 p.m. Saturday, April 24th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope that you'll attend and enjoy the wonderful music. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.